Thank you for calling through meeting and see.
Hello, Drew Painting. This is Kent.
Hi, Kent. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hey, good, Tina. How are you?
I'm great. Happy Friday, huh?
Yeah, same.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
I was following up about the Google Guaranteed. I know you and I were talking, and you thought it was a go, but you wanted to talk to your wife about it.
Yeah, yep. I was... Yeah, I was waiting for you to call me yesterday, but yeah, we had talked about it, and it's something that we want to do.
Oh, good. Yeah, I'm so sorry. I got stuck in a meeting yesterday that took way longer than expected, and by the time I came out, I
sure.
was buried, and yeah, I was trying to play catch-up, but
yeah.
it just didn't happen. So, yeah,
no,
but I wanted to
I appreciate
you, know,
you calling me back today, so that's awesome.
Of course.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Kent. So let's get that program going, and how it
yep.
works is – I'll create the invoice for the application fee, and then we will create an appointment for later today where you go through the onboarding. So that's where they'll just go over making sure that all the, you know, I's are dotted and the T's are crossed in the application and you didn't forget anything before they submit
sure.
it. That way it'll go through.
Okay.
Okay, so let me just set this up here. Other than that, how's everything? Are you all ready for the weekend?
Yeah, I do have a question for you. I went on, you sent me, well, I don't know if it was you or somebody else. Who, anyway, someone from Local Splash sent me a link or whatever to send you guys more pictures.
Okay, yes.
To, and then I, so I, you know, clicked on it, went on there, and it asked me for my username and password or something, and I don't know what those are.
Oh, I can send it to you. Yeah, no problem. I'll resend you your credentials.
Cool.
So, yeah. Yeah,
yeah
thank you
great.
For letting
thank
me.
You.
Of course. So, let's just do. So, do you want me to do the application fee on the same credit card that we have on file?
Yeah. Which?
Okay.
Which one is that?
Let me look here. I'm still
because we changed.
The invoice. Oh, okay. We'll make sure we have the correct one. So if I go back to the billing, it is the visa ending in 8912.
Yeah, hold on a second.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I have to locate my wallet now. Hold on a second. Come with me.
Sure.
Might be right here. Yeah, here it is. Not that one.
Hmm.
8912. Mm-hmm. I don't even know what one that is. Hold on, I'm still looking. Nope.
I know. Sometimes I wish it would give us more insight because it'll just say that and then I'm always, you know, a little bit confused because people will say, is it a Chase or is it my business card? I'm like, I
right.
don't know. All I can see is the last four digits, you know.
It's so interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. Let me ask my wife.
Mm-hmm.
Where's your wallet, babe? Give a card ending in 8912.
Well, that would be the exception.
Well, then, yeah.
Okay. Look at this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No.
No, those are.
So it might have been we lost our wallet. It might be, I think.
And how often does that get charged?
It's so
like
now
charge
it would just
stuff.
Be the application fee. You won't get charged the application.
No,
the
no, I mean
digit?
how? Yeah, no, I mean, how often is that card being charged? Like, is it every month? Is that what our monthly thing is charged on, or?
Yes, this is the one that was on file for your monthly payments, and I'll tell you the last time a payment ran through it, just so that you have.
That would be good.
On July, July 28th is the last time that one went through.
So it just went through?
Last month, yeah.
That's so funny, because we can't even find the card that,
because
that's my business card.
Business card you use?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's my other business card. And then that's our personal Marriott. And then here's the city.
Does she know what it is?
No, she doesn't have information beyond the 8912.
Well, we don't have one with that number. So I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, we don't have one with that number.
Oh, how funny.
But you said it. I know. So, but you say it's going through.
It went through last month. Yeah, on July 28th.
Yeah, she said it went through last month on July 28th.
I can look at the arch house and see if
yeah.
But that number.
Yeah, so I lost my wallet like 6 months ago, and I lost all my cards,
oh.
So we had like redo everything. That's why I'm asking, like, oh, which maybe the card that you have just transferred it to my new card. I should put a new card number in then.
That happened to me once.
Annoying.
My card. Yeah, and then one of, I think it was Netflix, they automatically, like, started charging the new one, but I was surprised, because I'm like, how did they get the new one, you know?
Right, exactly, me too. That's what we thought, too.
Yeah, because they
lost my license,
still had the old one on
file.
Yep. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, so it could be, but I can get you up to speed and put the new one in.
Are you able to, let's do that, yeah, let's do that.
Okay, so is it still the 1825 Thompson Avenue for the billing address on the new card?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
And then, does it say Kent D. Perry, or does it have the business name, or both?
Yep. Both.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Kent D. Perry and Drew Painting and Staining.
Yeah. Well, we're incorporated, so it says Yellow Barrel Incorporated.
Oh, okay. Let me put that just to be Yellow Barrel Incorporated. Okay, and then go ahead with the card number when you're ready.
Yep, 4246-3154-4554-5344.
Okay, and expiration?
0727.
Okay, and the code?
388.
Perfect. Okay. So let me store this, and then I can get your authorization for the 250, and then we'll create that onboarding appointment. Now, I already sent you your login credentials since you didn't have it.
Okay.
I'll double check the email that we have on file and just make sure that you get them, and then that will also trigger this. Application to be sent. It's kentperry54@gmail.com?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. So that's the email that your login credentials will get to, so that you can log into your dashboard and add more pictures.
Okay.
And then I just want to make sure that the application fee gets sent. I'll refresh this. If it doesn't send automatically, I will do it manually. So let's see here.
Okay.
Oh, good. It did go out. It says your Google
awesome.
Guaranteed campaign begins, and then when you open up that email, it will give you a link to the application form, and then for the onboarding, let me see what's open. Do you want to do it a little bit later so you have time to start looking at the application, or do you want like the soonest? Because the soonest we have is 12:30, but then we have 1 o'clock. No, 1:30. I'm sorry, a 1:30.
Certificate hold on to 2:30 or 1:30.
2:30. 3 o'clock.
Yeah, why don't we do the 12:30?
12:30. Okay, you got it. So I'm going to book out a 30-minute window from 12:30 to 1 Eastern, and my technician will call you within that window. So just in case, you know, it's 12:35 or something and you don't get a call, don't panic. They will be calling you within that window, okay?
Within that half hour,
Exactly. Yep. Okay, good. So we have a good game plan. So I'm so glad that you guys are taking advantage of it. You're going to absolutely love
this. Yeah, me too.
Yeah, it's going to be so awesome for you. And then I know that I had also, you know, talked to you about the Yelp upgrade. So, you know, if you want to consider that down the road, you can call me. But for now, we'll get you started on the Google Guaranteed, okay?
Cool. I do have a question about the pictures. I was reading that yesterday when I was trying to get in. You guys want all the pictures to be landscape, like side by side, not up and down?
I'm not sure because I'm looking at the emails and I don't see that an email was sent regarding pictures. Let me just look at it again.
No, I mean the thing you sent me that said, hey, send us more pictures that I was trying to send back to you that I couldn't do because I didn't have my login information. It said on there when you send pictures in, you want all the pictures sent back to you that are in landscape form, like that are...
Oh, I see. Photos needed for Google optimization. That's what it says. Yeah, it does want landscape mode for that. So what that is, Kent, is that Google will protect you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. So they have sent us some of the pictures that show, you know, that you're a valid business, and we have it on file that we could send it to Google. So, yeah, it's do you know how to upload them in landscape mode?
Oh, no idea. No, I'm sure I'll try to figure it out. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, a lot of my pictures are not in landscape. Some of them are, but not all of them are. Can I change them over to landscape and then send them that way?
Yes. Yes, you can. I don't know how to do it either, but if you like, I can have someone from customer support call you back at some point today, and they can also help you with that just to change the format.
No, no need. No, I have... Okay. I have kids and daughter-in-laws. They can help me with that.
That's what I thought. If I, you know, plus if you go in there on a picture and play with it for a second, it's probably going to have a little button somewhere that you can change the
button to change
format,
it.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Cool. So, okay. Well, good. Okay, so you're all good to go. So welcome aboard for your Google Guaranteed and have a nice weekend coming up too, okay?
Thanks. You too. Appreciate it. Thanks for calling back.
Of course. No problem, Kent. Okay, bye-bye.
All right. See ya. Bye.